Shalom, Havarim. Peace to our friend. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, sweetie. What a horrendous week. Thank God our hope is not looking to man, but through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Abba, Father, your word promises us victory over the enemy, and we know that your word is truth. Battles may be won and lost, but in the final war, triumph will be yours. And thank you for the added signals of your soon return. We do discern that with so many unrighteous in rulership, that evil will increase, as your word says, and now even more so. But as your bride, we will be diligent to stand strong and profess your holy name to anyone you send our way. We lift up to you the recent prayer request with a salvation emphasis on our lost loved ones, who we pray will now have eyes to see. We pray mercy and grace on President Trump. Bestow your shalom upon him. We bless you, O Lord, and thank you for blessing us. In Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, the last couple of months have been very disturbing to us true conservatives. The corrupt election of Biden, then the two radical senators elected by a hair over the Republicans, and then just when we thought the evidence could finally be shown to Congress, chaos erupts just in time to stop the proceedings so Congress and watching Americans could not see the mounds of evidence about to be revealed.
How convenient for the enemy.
Yes, the far-left puppets stirred up the people and had been planning it for many days. You know, we talked about how it probably would be inevitable that infiltrators disguised as Trump supporters would make trouble.
And we saw how the Capitol police were scarce.
Yeah, undoubtedly dictated by their Democratic Mayor Bowser, so the disguised rioters could enter and stop the evidence of being revealed.
And it worked.
Yes, and as you said in the opening prayer, Satan's army does win some battles, but he will not win the war, which only Jesus can win. You know, we at this time on God's schedule cannot look to any man.
Jesus' arrival is soon upon us.
First to snatch his bride away, and then the most horrific judgment arrives while Satan makes his last attempt to rule the world, and we'll get a little taste of success until Revelation 19.
Our Lord's second coming to earth.
And confirmed in Matthew 24:30.
All right, so yesterday Pelosi suggested using the 25th Amendment against President Trump.
She did, which states he's incognitive, but that did not go anywhere.
They'll use it later to remove Biden from Kamala, so Kamala can be president.
That's a pretty sure thing.
So then they went and introduced an article of impeachment.
She sure did, charging him with incitement of an insurrection of his supporters to carry out a violent attack on the at the Capitol in a bid to overturn Joe Biden's election victory, which is crazy because that rioting was orchestrated to stop the evidence from coming to light.
Right. Why would Trump want to stop that? Just the opposite.
Of course, and that's why they planned it. So the impeachment process begins tomorrow with a vote in the House, but not expected to even get to the Senate docket until after the inauguration. But they will still push it to stop President Trump from ever holding any office again. Oh, and of course, Pelosi can and is collecting millions of dollars of support money for her ambition.
And there is more.
Yes. And this is very serious for free speech, First Amendment conservatives who are right now grossly under attack. First off, many big corporations, including some banks, as in Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, are canceling their usual political contributions to any politician that did not support Biden's certification.
Unbelievable.
And as well, the PGA announced that they will not host, as had planned, next year's championship at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And we are sure you heard that Big Tech is using last Wednesday's, what they term domestic terrorism, to, according to the left's ideology, silence conservatives' free speech.
Especially President Trump and his supporters.
And now, Amazon is not permitting Parler, which was an alternative to Twitter, to use its servers. Because Twitter was losing customers since banning Trump forever, all of Big Tech and now Amazon have joined together in a pact to oust free speech if it's not to their liking.
Well, they have a monopoly.
Yes. So, a lot is happening, along with many rumors.
So, discernment is crucial.
Big time. Which, of course, can only be increased through the word. My last thought on all this is chaos will get worse, for the globalist slogan is, out of chaos comes order. So yesterday, we heard on the news that the FBI is warning all states there could be riots in the capital cities just prior to the inauguration. Really? Why would you announce that on the open airways? Because instead of just alerting the governors in a phone call, they would rather incite violence by advertising it.
I think the FBI, if anybody, needs to be impeached.
That is no joke. Anyway, at this point, anything can happen. We just must wait and see. And let's look at what Paul told Timothy in his second letter in chapter 3.
Know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
So we should not be surprised, but rather expect it. Verse 2.
For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
And it goes on, but let's pick it up again in verse 12.
And all who desire to live godly in Jesus Christ will suffer persecution.
So it is prophesied for us in the last days. Verse 13.
Evil men and imposters,
those are the infiltrators,
will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Yes, so what does Paul advise?
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
Okay, so be aware of what's going on. Try to discern between the many rumors, but put your focus on him through the word, for Jesus is the word, and we need it to be wise as serpents that we are dealing with. And as Paul stated in verse 15. And so, that's why tonight we must get into our word right after this important message.
We welcome your end time questions to Sheila at shofarministry.net, or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate these last days' insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our airtime expenses, and God will bless you for it. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which contains a boatload of teachings with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
All right. Well, we had a question come in last month asking us to explain the difference between the times of the Gentiles and the fullness of the Gentiles due to conflicting commentaries. Therefore, we are going to address that tonight, because it is important to understand if you enjoy correct eschatology, because it's a major component for proper hermeneutics.
And not terribly difficult.
Especially if taken as a whole and not out of context, because the entire book is from God, as Paul also tells Timothy in chapter 3, verse 16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness.
So we should examine Scripture carefully because truth is important. And we live in a time when real truth is often cast aside. In today's world, I'm finding that few people love the real truth, universally or objectively. Therefore, much is rather a subjective interpretation of the truth.
In other words, how one thinks or feels it should be in their own eyes.
Exactly. Boy, do we see that today. So when you recognize that, why don't you ask them, well, what is your source of truth for your conclusion? That leaves them with a questionable look on their face because they don't often have an answer. But we know what our source of truth is.
The Word of God.
Immature Christians will often say, oh, what does it matter anyhow? Because it doesn't affect the gospel. But as a teacher, everything in the Bible matters. So after much digging, sometimes we still must wait upon the Holy Spirit to at some point reveal it to us.
Often coming at a later time.
Right. But not desiring the truth is to be in a bad place, and especially for the unbelievers, because they will be left behind. And the lack of truth is what the Antichrist will take advantage of when he rises with his seductive deception.
Due to their ignorance of God's word.
Exactly. What's sad is we are seeing this today among the lukewarm church of Laodicea. They just don't dig for the real truth, which is more precious than gold.
Because the wolves are out to change the truth.
Yes. And if you aren't sure of it, you'll go along with the masses, especially within the church.
Well, the rapture is a good example.
Mm-hmm, sure is. Okay, let's first define the term fullness. Well, in Greek, it's number 4138 in your Strong's, and the word is pleroma, which means complete. So, it says in Ephesians 1:10,
in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him.
Mm-hmm. This is the resurrection / rapture of those who have already died and those in Christ on earth. So let's read one more, and then we'll talk about it, Romans 11:25.
For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
Now, those are pretty simple statements, both said by Paul, that tells us there is a thin veil over Jewish eyes due to their unbelief as a whole after he came the first time. So the Gentiles can be grafted into the promise of his eternal kingdom that was promised to the Hebrews. The Apostle Paul, who was a former Pharisee, was given the ministry to the Gentiles from Christ. And that's very important to know, as he stated in Galatians 1:11-12.
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so how? Well, in verse 17, he says he went to Arabia. Now, isn't that interesting? Because that's where, according to Galatians 4, is really where Mount Sinai sits and where Moses received the first covenant. And so we see that Paul went to the same place to be taught the new covenant to then include the Gentiles. You know, recent archaeological revelation also confirms scripture that Mount Sinai is indeed in Saudi Arabia. You can find the pictures of the charred mountain on the internet. Well, until they remove those too.
So, as we pointed out last week, it's been in the Bible all along.
and where we believe the Jews will flee to and be protected for the last half of the tribulation, back in the same area as they were before, when he supplies all their needs once again.
Okay, so Paul's ministry was primarily to the Gentiles.
Yes, but while Jesus was here, it was to the Jew first, because Jesus knew that there would be a thin veil over them after his death.
Didn't mean some Gentiles wouldn't believe as well.
Right, and some did, just as some Jews today can be made complete, and we are seeing more in these last days as another sign and foreshadow of what is coming. But as stated in Romans 11, after Jesus, the majority of salvations would be Gentiles. So it's termed the fullness of the Gentiles when we leave. Then the bride will be complete. Those that get saved after the bride is taken is of a different group called the Tribulation Saints.
And many will be martyred.
And will wait under the altar till the end of the tribulation.
Revelation 6:9.
Anyhow, when we leave, the veil will be quickly lifted off the 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel.
12,000 from each of the 12 tribes.
Who will have a double anointing, just like Elijah, and preach in Israel for the first half of the tribulation, and then for the last half will go out to the rest of the world, Matthew 24:14, and preach some more. And not even one hair on their heads will perish, for they will have the protected seal of God on their foreheads.
Revelation 7.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that the Antichrist will do the same.
Well, he is the imitator of God.
Mm-hmm. So again, the salvation fullness of the Gentiles is when the bride is complete, and God already knows that date, and it is already set, when we are taken up to meet him in the air. And I'm addressing this tonight because some are teaching that the fullness is at the end of the tribulation and are confusing it with the times of the Gentiles.
Two totally different expressions or idioms.
Mm-hmm. So let's again see what the word says. In Luke 21, where Jesus is giving a short summary of the tribulation and tells them to flee to the mountains. Then in verse 24,
and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
So we see that unrighteous Gentiles will be in control of Jerusalem, whose king will be the Antichrist. And remember that the book of Daniel, chapter 2, records all the Gentile empires that will rule, with the iron of Rome being mixed with clay as the last empire, just like Rome ruled when Jesus was here the first time. But this time, Jesus will return to annihilate them with the sword of his mouth, Revelation 19. So, who is the clay? Well, God is the potter and we are the clay. So it's people who, not like when Rome first ruled and people hated the Romans, this time people will embrace Rome and eventually take the mark and worship the beast. So, he should either be a Roman or merely come from Rome, and I have thought for a long time it would be a pope. Perhaps the next one, but a little younger for sure. Jesuit Pope Francis is the forerunner to set the stage, and he has, really, with blasphemous statements, as we've talked about often. Rome really has not disappeared, only when undercover, using the Catholic Church as a smokescreen, like wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, the devil is very clever, up to a point. But this time is coming to an end. How about you? Are you complete? Do you have the fullness of Christ? Will you be part of the bride at the fullness of the Gentiles? Or will you remain as an earth dweller till the times of the Gentiles is over? Surely you must see all the signs coming together, even if you just look at the obvious ones, like the amazing increase of high magnitude earthquakes that are off the charts. So many the media barely mentions them anymore. and so much sickness and disease, now COVID and the drug epidemic, and now these GMO vaccines, never before tested on even an animal, and they contain nanoparticles to one day track everyone on the earth, and probably is the base for the coming mark of the beast. Well, anyway, Revelation 9 and Revelation 18:23 says it will happen. Especially drugs will be heavy in the tribulation. The pharmacy market, big pharma. Let me read to you a scripture in Revelation, and it says, "The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your drugs," and again that's pharmakia in the Greek, "all the nations were deceived." It's really, really amazing to see this come together and live in this time. It is a bittersweet time, but we can focus on the Lord knowing that he is coming so very soon. So, as the bride of Christ, we will pursue. We will stay in peace, knowing what the end is going to be. So let me just say right now, anyone out there that might not have the blood of Christ running through your veins, if you are listening out there and you have never made Jesus over your life, know that Christ suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. He paid your debt for your sins. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door," that's of your heart, "and is knocking. If you are hearing his voice," he says, "open the door. I will come into you and will dine with you, and you with me." I know you hear his voice as he's knocking right now. But he won't crash it in. It's your move. You can be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story, written in blood on a wooden cross, erected in Judea 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is do it. It's your choice. You choose whether you want to go to heaven or whether you want to go to hell, because he doesn't send anybody to hell. He gives us the choice. And that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. So why take the chance? If I'm right and you're wrong, that's a big chance. All right, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. And, of course, that's from Numbers 6:22 and a beautiful scripture that we say every week when we close, because it's important to know that the Lord is going to do these things. And in some of your Bibles, it says, "May the Lord bless you and keep you." But really in the original, it says, "The Lord will bless you and keep you." So, therefore, I'm going to pray it that way. Numbers 6:22, "The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for even our new president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in every way. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim again. And have a good week. And a lot of things going on, and we'll address those next week, God willing. So again, God bless you all. And tell someone about Jesus Christ. He loves you. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.